transforming the text into the audio realm.
Harmonic, transforming text into the audio realm.
Harmonic Wave, transforming text into the audio realm. Our programs are produced entirely in the USA and read by professional narrators who are compensated for their services at prevailing union rates. We hope you enjoy this program.
Aborigines, from About Love and Other Stories, by Anton Chekhov. Narrated by Dave Courvoisier. Between 9 and 10 in the morning, Ivan Layashevsky, a lieutenant of Polish origin, who has at some time or other been wounded in the head and now lives on his pension in a town in one of the southern provinces, is sitting in his lodgings at the open window talking to Franz Stepanich Finks, the town architect, who has come in to see him for a minute. Both have thrust their heads out of the window and are looking in the direction of the gate near which Lyashevsky's landlord, a plump little native with pendulous perspiring cheeks, in full blue trousers, is sitting on a bench with his waistcoat unbuttoned. The native is plunged in deep thought and is absent-mindedly prodding the toe of his boot with a stick.
"Extraordinary people, I tell you,"
grumbled Lyashevsky, looking angrily at the native.
"Here he has sat down on the bench, and so he will sit, damn the fellow, with his hands folded till evening. They do absolutely nothing, the wastrels and loafers. It would be all right, you scoundrel, if you had money lying in the bank, or had a farm of your own where others would be working for you. But here you have not a penny to your name. You eat the bread of others, you are in debt all round, and you starve your family. Devil take you. You wouldn't believe me, Franz Stepanich. Sometimes it makes me so cross that I could jump out of the window and give the low fellow a good horsewhipping. Come, why don't you work? What are you sitting there for?"
The native looks indifferently at Lyashevsky, tries to say something but cannot. Sloth and the sultry heat have paralyzed his conversational faculties. Yawning lazily, he makes the sign of the cross over his mouth and turns his eyes upward toward the sky, where pigeons fly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?